Threat Film Radio. One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival in Prague, Czech Republic.
Threat Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 One World International Human Rights Documentary Film Festival. And I'm very pleased to be joined by filmmaker Christian Frey. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Well, you're here in Prague. One of the things that you're doing here, you're very busy here, we should say. So I thank you very much for joining us. You know, taking the time off your busy schedule. One of the things that you're doing here in Prague is you're screening your latest film, Genesis 2.0, at One World. For the benefit of the listeners who are not familiar with it yet, would you like to maybe introduce it, say a few words to maybe say what it's about so that we can get started on our conversation?
Well, Genesis 2.0 is a film starting at the end of the world. I mean, literally, you are at the New Siberian Islands and you encounter crazy people seeking for mammoth tusks. You know, the tusks of extinct mammoth. And it's a crazy world because it's very dangerous. It looks like a primordial world. The landscape is incredible. They're risking their life seeking out for the ivory. And then one day they find an entire carcass of a mammoth. And then there's another layer, other people coming into the film. That's geneticists. They want to bring the woolly mammoth back to life. So you have actually a documentary, and this is very seldom, where there's a topic is like a topic of the past and of the future in the same film.
Yeah, it's interesting. What's interesting about that is that there's a few things in it, in probably more than meets the eye. So I don't know whether you had an intention at the start of the movie when you started making it of what you wanted to capture, or you just went with it and saw what happened.
No, when I had the epiphany, and I call it epiphany because I do know within seconds sometimes that's the next 4 years of my life. Okay. I really know it. I go by instinct. I know I have to sit down then, you know, because it's such a strong feeling, you know, wow, this is the next 4 years. And I had this epiphany while I was reading a book by George Church. He's a, you know, an American geneticist superstar. He looks like Godfather, Lord Darwin, with a long beard, a tall man, and he wants to bring the woolly mammoth back to life. And while I was reading that book about his plans, I came across photographs by a Yakutian photographer, Evgenia Arbogeva, showing the world of these tusk hunters, you know, at the end of the world. And it's clinked, you know, since the more they are seeking for the ivory, the better is the chance they find these carcasses, you know, where they find the DNA to bring back the woolly mammoth. So I had the epiphany. I knew this is incredible. I can do something at the end of the world about the basic form of lifestyle we had as gatherers, hunters, you know, 10,000 years ago. And it's also a glimpse into the future. So this was from the beginning, the epiphany and the pitch, if you want, or the plan for the film. But then it's very complicated because it's a documentary to get these images. For example, I didn't get access to the New Siberian Islands. It's just not possible for me to go there because Putin reopened an army base on the islands because strategically they are getting more important now with global warming and all the ships, you know, Northern Passage. So there's an army base. I can't get there. But, you know, luckily the photographer triggering kind of the idea for the film for me, she has a brother, Maxim, and he is a filmmaker. He's studying at the Gerasimov Institute in Moscow, one of the best film schools, and he got my partner, co-director, cinematographer, because he, being Yakutian, he gets access to the islands, and he's used to be there. He's used to use a weapon against the polar bears. It's very dangerous, you know. And he wanted to do always a big film on this topic, but he's not experienced yet. And he's very young. When we started, he was 25, a kiddie.
Wanted to be a professional hockey player.
Exactly. Before he was a sports guy. I mean, you know, he told me once when he wanted to go to the test for the, you know, the exam for the Gerasimov Institute, he never read a book before because he was a sports guy. Mm-hmm. And he wasn't used to this, you know, this people, you know, artists and all that. He's a unique, very, very intelligent, wonderful young man. And, Also, you know, given the fact that it's so dangerous that they had to walk 40 to 60 kilometers every day, because that production, that didn't mean that he went by car and just filming the others. They shared everyday's life and they're seeking for the tasks. So you better be trained, you know, if you do that.
Let me ask you this. Why are you interested in this topic of genetics and all of these experiments that are going on? Is it a mixture of fascination, a little bit of fear? Because I felt all of these emotions coming together in this film.
Well, because, you know, synthetic biology, what does it mean? You know, it means we will be able more and more not only to read the alphabet of life, which is in every cell, you know, DNA, blah, 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 but we will be able to edit it. That means we can create new life forms. So it's big. It's the next technological revolution. It will be bigger than the digital revolution. That's what many people say. So I'm interested in it. But I also don't feel it's just something which will be frightening and horrifying. And, you know, I didn't want to depict in my film just only this dystopian, horrifying image of it. And actually, it's starting very positive. You meet students in Boston. They meet at the giant jamboree. They're very enthusiastic. You know, it's fun to edit genomes. And that's also a mood in the film. But yes, it begins to be more and more frightening. You know, I don't want to spoil the film too much. You have to watch it. But, I mean, it's ending up in China where you encounter sides of this whole thing which are indeed quite frightening. That's true.
We're talking about genetics here, but in a way, filmmaking is a little bit like doing the same thing during that of a geneticist.
It's called filmmaking because you do create something, yeah. But it's also called creative documentary, which still means it's not a scripted thing, and which still means that I'm working with the real. So I'm not inventing stuff. I'm not just inventing stories. You know, it's based on journalism even somehow, but it's meant for the big screen, you know, for the movie theaters. And I'm just fascinated by stories. And of course, it's a huge challenge, you know, given the fact that Maxim could really film on the islands this wonderful, very visual world of, you know, seeking for the tasks and being frustrated for weeks because they didn't find anything. And then when they find this huge task, there's all these emotions and joy. And me, I wanted to explore the same moods in the labs, and that's a huge challenge because scientists they have feelings too. You know, they have joy, but maybe because they see a small number on a screen which you and me, we don't understand anything. It's not visual. So, but I like that. I like to be challenged in my films. I'm choosing always the difficult topics. There's less competition. It's very simple. Yeah. It's an instinct. I shot my films in war zones, in outer space, in Cuba, in Kazakhstan, in very difficult topics, difficult regions. I even did one film about love, which was the most difficult terrain I ever encountered. But okay, this time I was just feeling, well, this is interesting because it's about us humans reaching out to a future we don't really know where this is all, you know, what it's going to be. But we can already see what is the danger sides of it, and there will be a necessity for other films, for other books. But I am fascinated to this on a very early stage because this is a very, very young thing, you know. And so, and also, you know, when I was young, I did a lot of films for pharmaceutical companies, not advertising, not propaganda, but I did kind of corporate movies. So I like labs. I do like people. I like scientists. Because why? Because finally, you know, the biggest danger nowadays is these stupid conspiracy theories in the you know, in social medias, anti-vaccination rumors, which are bullshit, and people more and more are believing really bullshit.
Why?
So, well, because that's a media thing for the one hand, you know, that because, you know, when you had the established media still, which you are also not part of, and that's okay, but it means that a journalist wouldn't accept every bullshit. But now, since everybody can just, you know, trumpet whatever out there, because whatever can be transported somehow to other people, that's one reason. And the other reason is, I don't know, it's probably history. We have a president in Vatican house, who is himself, you know, feeding kind of conspiracies and bullshit. So it's more and more important that we also kind of advertise and believe in science. And so I'm I know that you did watch the film and that you got a little bit frightened, but I think you should acknowledge there's also another side in the film. The film tries kind of be also friendly to this. I mean, I'm kind of trying to be fair to this new technology and just look at it and look at it also in the way that, for example, George Church is saying, well, you know, it's just a fact. Everything new is frightening for mankind. It was always like that. So these kind of things are also in the film.
Is there anything about the future that frightens you?
No. And yes, of course, yes. The lack of, you know, reasonable thinking, enlightenment, that we're going away, the media situation, that people are not only more and more believing bullshit, but also kind of not ready anymore. Sometimes I feel to kind of also feel the need of reading books and a little bit more complex forms of films than, you know, cat content on the internet. But on the other hand, I'm also not so pessimistic. I mean, we are here in Prague. There's a festival. I think there's a lot of spectators. They are interested in documentaries. Documentaries are the best antidote towards all kind of stupid fears and fear makers, like, you know, homophobia, xenophobia, you name it. We were always the ones with our, you know, documentaries kind of fighting that. And we see that there's more and more even interest in documentaries. So that's the bright side, you know.
Long live documentaries.
Exactly. Yes, yes. Even though I'm a huge fan of cat content.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a huge fan of cats and animals, you know, all animals. You know, why don't they clone the mammoth?
Exactly.
Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking with you. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.